A Clarice, a romantic song written in 1913 by the Venezuelan naturalized French composer, Reynaldo Hahn. We have a lot to talk about because this is just an appetizer for a concert that's coming up tomorrow.
Yes.
But the big thing, Kate, did you want to come out here? Because this is a big deal for you, this festival that you're putting on. Do you want to tell us about the festival first, and then we'll talk about the concert tomorrow? Because I think that's the big thing, right, is the festival.
Yeah, sure. So, this concert tomorrow is a sneak preview of the Seraphin Summer Music Festival, which will take place in Wilmington, Delaware. Our partners are the Music School of Delaware, which is where all 8 performances will take place between June 20th and June 30th. We are partnering with the University of Delaware, which is helping to support the presentation. And we have some wonderful sponsors that are helping support the festival, too, such as Jacobs Music Company, Harry Savoy Grill, and a lot of wonderful media sponsors that are helping us. So we're very excited to be getting the word out and telling people about 18 artists coming from all over the United States to Wilmington, Delaware, to present 8 concerts of wonderful masterworks, mostly well-known works and some lesser-known works for small ensemble, anywhere from a few solos, some duos, and then on up to our grand finale is 2 sextets.
So not only are you organizing this, you're also performing in the concert.
Absolutely. That was one of the great surprises when Kate came to me and said, would you work with me on this? And I also want you to perform. And I said, you bet. I will be there for sure.
Oh, is that all? Right. We'll talk more about this, of course, and about tomorrow's concert. But let's hear the second piece. This is a piece by Claude Debussy. And Victor, what can you tell us about about Fireworks?
Well, Fireworks is actually the last of 24 that Debussy wrote between, I want to say, like 1906 to 1913. And they're all very much extra programmatic music, meaning there's a little inspiration behind them. So they're very descriptive. And this is Fireworks, I guess, as he imagined it during Bastille Day. And so at the very end, you get a little snippet of the French national anthem. So it's really, really cool. It's a beautiful piece, very out there in terms of Debussy, but I think it's one of his most avant-garde pieces.
Here is Fireworks by Claude Debussy, performed by Victor Asuncion.
You
The last of the 24 preludes of Claude Debussy, Fireworks, performed live in our studio by Victor Asuncion. We're going to have to clean up the ashes now from the... It's those glissandos that really did it. We have... Kate, we wanted to speak more about tomorrow's concert. Okay. We just talked about it briefly, but can you give us the details of when and where and all those important things?
Oh, absolutely. So the concert tomorrow night is at the University of Delaware's Gore Recital Hall on the UD campus, and the program starts at 8 p.m. It's an all-French program, so we will open with a rendition transcribed for violin and piano of the Ah, Cloris Rinaldo Hahn song, then it will be sung by Gus Mercante, and then Victor and I will play the Franck Sonata, which we're going to be presenting a little bit of that today, so we can talk about that. After intermission, we're playing a gorgeous work that is new to the three of us in the trio, so Victor and I will be joined by Lawrence Stomberg, cellist, and we're playing a trio by Ernst Chausson, and it is a new piece to us and probably to, I would venture, most everyone in the audience, and we have had such a wonderful time exploring it together and getting it ready.
Let me ask you, how did you three get together?
Oh, my goodness. Well, Lawrence Stomberg has been my colleague in Serafin String Quartet for 11 years of the 20 years of the Serafin Quartet, and we've been colleagues at the University of Delaware, where the quartet has held a residence for about 10 years, which will be completed at the end of this season. So that is part of why we're making a transition from Serafin String Quartet to Serafin Ensemble. Of course, our relationships are ongoing, and we look forward to collaborating more. Victor Asuncion and I met in Florida at what was then called the Herod Conservatory, which I was directing, and which is now the Conservatory of Music at Lynn University in Boca Raton, Florida. So Victor came from overseas, I believe, to come to the Herod Conservatory. Was that the first time you came to the United States? And he studied there for several years, and then he went on to his further studies. But that was our first acquaintance, and he was a student, and I was a young professional. And then we went about our separate ways and, you know, with doing our own artistry and collaboration, and he does a lot of solo playing. And we rejoined in 2012 when I was looking for a pianist to join Serafin Quartet to do the Dohnányi Piano Quintet. And I thought of Victor, and so I invited him, and so we rekindled our acquaintance at that time and have been enjoying that ever since.
And Gus, you joined. Oop, I didn't mean to surprise you. You're enjoying the interviews. How did you get involved? I think we should stand in a little more.
Absolutely. I am lucky enough to get to work at the music school with Kate Ransom. I teach voice there at the Music School of Delaware. And we have had a long relationship, though. I sought Kate out after one of the first times I heard her play because she was already directing the school and still such a wonderful performer. And I know one day I want to end up in arts administration, but I want to try my hardest to stay at the top of the game. And I thought, there's someone that's an administrator and at the top of the game. So might have called you up. It might have been before I had an email address and said, hey, can we have lunch? And we've been friends ever since.
You know, you're running the program in Delaware, the Serafin.
I'm a lucky guy.
Yeah. Kate, you're about to perform. Did you want to get your violin?
That would help.
I'll just hum along in the meantime. The piece that we're going to hear is by César Franck, and it's on the program tomorrow night. Okay. All right. This is the Allegretto Poco Mosso from the Sonata in A Major, in A Major for violin and piano by César Franck. And here is Victor and Kate. Thank you. Allegretto from the Sonata in A Major for Violin and Piano by César Franck, performed live in our WRTI performance studio by Victor and Kate. And there's Gus. He's come to join us, too. Is there a place that people can visit to find out more information about this, a website?
Sure. So the website is Serafin Ensemble, and I'll spell that SERAFINEnsemble.org. And the whole Serafin summer music schedule is there. And we also have some programs already scheduled for next season, which may not yet be up on the website, but they will soon. But the summer music schedule is there and information about the concert on tomorrow night.
All right, wonderful. Well, thank you all. Pianist Victor Asuncion, countertenor Gus Marcante, and violinist, I got it right.
Yes. Not flute.
Kate Ransom, right. Thank you very much for being our guest today.